World events come and go. Some flare up, and then they pass, and life goes on, returns to normal, and then something else comes up. You know, recently here on BT Dailies, we've covered the most recent episode between the Palestinians and the Israelis in the state of Israel. We've talked about anti-Semitism. We've done many, many BT Dailies and even some of our larger Beyond Today programs on the recent COVID pandemic. And as I speak here today, things are opening up. The pandemic is in our rearview mirror at this time in many ways. And yet, as we recognize, life goes on, things happen sometimes very quickly, and then they pass. And we might not cover them or think about them as we normally do, but their effect lingers. And then other things happen that are big, that are eventful, that we should understand about. How should we view what is happening? A lot has been happening in the last year. And as I've said before, it seems almost like history has accelerated with the events that we're dealing with. And there's no question that we are going through huge changes in our world right now. Among the nations, we're seeing ideas come in that are radical, changing the way we think. We see cultural shifts that are taking place. Frankly, with what has happened in COVID, we've understood that these types of events leave no one untouched in any part of the world. And that is a very important fact to understand. World happening, world-shaking events have taken place. We are indeed living at a very large, big moment in world history. And I think it's critical that we not only understand what is happening, but why. Here on Beyond Today, we try to get to the why. We bring out the biblical worldview. We bring out what God is doing. We read scriptures like Acts chapter 17 and verse 26, where the Apostle Paul says that God has made from one blood all the nations of men that dwell on the face of the earth and has determined their pre-appointed times and the boundaries of their dwellings. That verse tells us that God guides history. He's very much involved in history. In Colossians 1 and verse 26, Paul talks about the mystery which has been hidden from ages and from generations, but now has been revealed to his saints. There's a great deal about life and history and the world of our past and even our present, that is a mystery. Other scriptures speak to this, the fact that God has a purpose and a plan that he is bringing about in this world. History has a purpose. And that purpose is tied up with Bible prophecy. And again, with all the different topics that we talk about, biblical proportions of prophecy and the purpose of life and God and all, and we're on here on Beyond Today, we seek to bring to you information, not only what is happening, but why is happening from a biblical worldview. That's what we need to understand. And that's what I want to delve deeper into here in a series of BT Dailies so that we can understand these events in a biblical worldview. We can talk about a flare-up in the Middle East, but it's going to come and go. Even the pandemic has subsided after a year, and other events will happen and take place. But then as we go on with our life, we've got to have that all-critical understanding as to the why. And that's where biblical worldview comes in. Understand that, and then we are on the road to understanding God's mind and God's purpose, not only for this world, but for our life. Talk about that again. SBT Daily. Join us next time. We'll